Welcome to my Blog Talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I am a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy to have Jim Chemo West back on my show as my guest for today. During today's show, you'll get to hear some beautiful songs from Jim's holiday albums. Join us for 30 minutes of Hawaiian holiday songs and a conversation about what it means to live your music. Welcome, Jim.
Aloha, Margot. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am so happy to have you on the show. Aloha, aloha, mahalo.
Aloha from Kauai. I'm over here on the island of Kauai for a little while, and it is indeed paradise here.
Oh, yes. I do love the islands. I've only been to Kauai once, but Maui is the one we go to the most often, and we've been to Oahu a couple times. We went to the Big Island once, and I just love it over there. I really do. And, of course, it was on Maui that I met you. We met you.
That's right. Yes, yeah. That's the Pili Kai, yeah.
Yeah, that
well,
picture.
The island of Kauai is really interesting. It's one of the oldest. It's the oldest of the large islands, and it's it has a different kind of look, and the mountains look different, and they kind of looks more like Tahiti or something. And it's the North Shore where I'm staying, where near the town of Hanwe and that area. It's really something about the energy here is just really special. And I've really I've always been attracted to this part of Kauai, the North Shore. So.
Hmm.
So that's where I am.
Oh, yeah. I envy how often you get to go to. It seems like you're always over there. But then again, you also travel a lot, so that must be difficult as well. You're not home in California
that often,
are you?
Well, it depends. I play guitar for Weird Al, and that's I call it my day job. And some years I'm out of town for a number of months doing that. This year, we didn't tour, so I was able to be home a lot more and also, travel around and do my own shows. I was doing a lot of shows, of course, with Ken Emerson for our Slackers in Paradise project. So, I got to, do my own music, this year, and then we'll pick up with Al next year for a tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we really enjoyed, Dudley and I really enjoyed seeing you and Ken at Yoshi's. It was so cool to see you guys over there and to see you perform together. You two have a real interesting combination of sounds and personalities. It just really, really was fun. I'm so glad we went.
Well, thanks for coming. Yeah, it's really fun playing with Ken. Like you say, we have a real different styles, and we kind of come from a lot of different, we have sort of different influences, but I think that's what makes it interesting, the fact that we, we're kind of a yin and yang, I guess, musically in a lot of ways. So and it's fun. We have a good chemistry, and it's, we'll almost always pull something out during a show that we've never played before, and just have fun with it, and that's what it's about. Playing music is about having fun, and I wouldn't do it if it wasn't fun.
And interesting thing I just realized as you were saying that too, people always call it playing music. They don't call it working music. They call it playing music.
That's a good observation. I never thought about that, but you're right. I play music. Yeah, I play music because it really is. It is play. I get a lot of. In fact, yesterday I did a little question and answer for some kids at a little music school. And, people always ask me, questions about getting started in music. And I always, my philosophy has always been, you do it for the fun. You do it for the fun. And that's why you do it. And then if it becomes something where you start making money at it, then that's just icing on the cake. That's just a benefit, but it has to be fun, otherwise, you'd be like being trapped in a job you hated or something. It's got to be fun. And then if something happens with it, then it's fun and you make money.
That's so true. And, I also just realized as you were saying that too, about it has to be fun. When we talk about doing work we love or loving our work, really love and fun are interchangeable there, you know, because
yes.
when you're having fun, you're putting love into it, and the love is what makes it fun. So
absolutely, absolutely. Like they say, do what you love. You know, if you can do what you love for your life's work, then you've got it made. You know, what can be better than that? You know, so I consider myself very lucky that I've been doing that since, I guess, probably 16, I think. I think at 16 I decided music was where at 16 I started playing professionally, and I said, you know, I like this a lot, and this is what I'm going to do. So I didn't have to worry about my career choices after the age of 16. I was like, that was it. It was decided.
You know, that's so cool, and it's also lucky that you weren't around anybody that discouraged you from doing that, because I think that's what happens for a lot of people is they want to do something creative, whether it's music or art or singing or dancing or whatever, you know, and people go, oh, that's too hard, or that's not practical, you know, so they don't do it.
Or things just happen in their lives that prevent them from doing that, where they just have to, you know, buckle down and get a day job and, you know, and just to, you know, pay bills or whatever mm-hmm. situation. Sometimes people just don't have the freedom. I was lucky enough to have the freedom to, you know, to start playing music when I was young. And of course I had, you know, day jobs and things like that too, at a young mm-hmm. age too, but I eventually, you know, it wasn't long before music was pretty much full time. So I consider myself very lucky for that.
Yeah. And that's the thing to do, is for people to do what they love and what's fun for them, and to have a day job until if and when they can do it just as the only thing.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
exactly. There are a lot of people who, you know, who have a nice balance of that, where they play music just for fun and, you know, have something else that pays the bills, and that works too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to run out of time to play the songs either. And while we were seeing you at Yoshi's, I got your first Hawaiian Slack Key Christmas album, and we listened to it on the way home, and we've listened to it quite a few times since then, and every time I hear it, I love it more. I just have to say I am so thankful, not only that you
have stayed with music,
but that you created these gifts of these holiday songs. I couldn't even imagine before I listened to it, Hawaiian versions of the songs, other than Mele Kalikimaka, which I've heard. But
sure, yeah.
It's just so cool. And you were telling me before that Silent Night was the first one, and I think I'd like to play that first. But, you know, if you want to say just briefly why you created that.
Well, yeah, like we were saying, I started off, I hadn't intended to make a holiday slack key Christmas record, but I, one year, I decided to record it. The song Silent Night, and use that sort of as my Christmas card, you know, like a little holiday card to send out to everybody. And I got a lot of great response, and people really loved it. And I, you know, the slack key style really seemed to fit with the music quite well. So the next holiday season, I did the same thing. I recorded another one. And I think the third year I recorded another one and sent that out. And at that point I thought, gee, this is really sounding good. I should just record 8 or 10 more songs, and I'll have a whole album. So that's how the record came to be. It was sort of started off as just sort of a Christmas gift thing.
Yeah, and you were playing and having fun. Well,
exactly.
Speaking of playing, I'm going to play Silent Night. It's actually the longest one that I have queued up. It's 3.5 minutes, and they're all relatively short, so I'm hoping we can get quite a few of them in today. I'm going to play Silent Night now, and then we'll talk a little more after.
Great.
Going to, it's not coming on. Weird. Okay, maybe I'll try. Okay, we're going to hear Joy to the World first, I guess. Thank you. That was joy to the world. Jim, this is the first time a song has not wanted to come up, and I'm not sure if it will later. It's still circling around. But the universe has a plan for me to play Joy to the World first, so there it is. And
there you
I
go. Well, it was a nice way to start. It has a nice up-tempo, you know, so it actually was a good one to start with.
Yeah, it really is. I think I'm going to try and see if this one will work again.
Sure.
There we go.
There we go.
Silent Night. Jim, are you still there?
I'm still here. Yeah, I was just thinking.
Yeah,
It was bringing me back to when I recorded that and where I recorded that. I was just thinking of the place and the way the floors looked in the studio and everything. It was like, oh yeah, I remember recording that.
I am so glad that you did. And like I said, I love all the songs on your Hawaiian Slack Key Christmas. It's just so awesome. I have that album. I don't have the second one yet, although I have a couple songs from that you sent me. But I love it. I just want to mention to people some of the names of the songs that are on here because it's incredible. It's got Deck the Halls, Joy to the World, The First Noel, Silver Bells, Winter Wonderland, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Now, what is Moana Keo Sleigh Ride.
Now, on both of my, I have two, the two holiday CDs. On both of them, I did an original original Christmas tune, basically, in the Christmas style, but an original piece. And so that one is called Mauna Kea Sleigh Ride, which is a little bit tongue-in-cheek because, of course, Mauna Kea on the Big Island is the highest peak, a 14,000-foot peak. And they, in the winter, it's covered in snow off the top, So I thought, well, Mauna Kea Sleigh Ride, a Hawaiian sleigh ride.
I love
so,
that.
That's
I love
what
that.
And I have an original on my second CD as well. So I did put one original on each of those, and they were fun, a lot of fun to do. And the other thing I was going to mention too, although we can't see it, but the covers for both of my Christmas CDs were designed by this wonderful artist on the Big Island, Karen Global Fried, and she does block prints, and they're so essentially the covers. She designed the covers, and she carves the image once she's got it pen and inked out, and designed. She carved the image, and then she prints it with ink onto a paper, and then hand colors it. So both of these covers were done by her, and she's a brilliant artist who's done a lot of great storybooks, and she's got a lovely gallery. It's KarenLobelFried.com. Karen with a C, Lobel, L-O-E-B-E-L, dash Fried, F-R-I-E-D. And she's done some great storybooks, like for Kayla Beamer and Auntie Nona Beamer, and her own storybooks, and beautiful artist. Her artwork is so lovely. And when I discovered it, I thought, this has just got to be the perfect thing for these CDs. So I sent her an email. I didn't think I'd get a yes, but she said yes. So
I think the artwork on both covers is just awesome, and I love it. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was one of the things I wanted to make sure we talked about. And the people that are listening to the Blog Talk Radio show, there's a slideshow, and it has your picture, and then it has the Jim Kimo's Hawaiian Slack Key Christmas album cover and the
right.
second album cover. So they're able to see that there. And
oh, great,
so,
great, yeah.
Yeah, so you and I can't see it right now, although I can see it on my computer and on my desk. But
I can see it in my imagination.
Mm-hmm,
well, I was
mm-hmm.
very lucky. Like I said, I was very lucky to have, I just thought, well, it doesn't hurt to ask. And so I sent her an email, and she agreed to design the covers for me, and she just did a beautiful job. And I, I love her work, and I've bought prints of some of her other work as gifts for people before, and I'm a really big fan of her stuff.
Yeah, I can see buying it as gifts and also to hang up in my own home. We've only got 10 minutes left, though, and I want to make sure I have time to play some more songs. So I think probably we'll do Mele Kalike Maka next, because that's on the second album. And also because Mele Kalike Maka is one of my favorite Hawaiian Christmas songs. I just love that song.
It is. It's probably the most famous Hawaiian holiday song for sure, Mele Kalike Maka. And it was covered by many, many people, singers and artists on the mainland over the years, and covered so many times. But I don't think I had ever heard a version played in a solo slack key. So I thought, well, that needs to be done. So.
Oh, no, I hadn't either. But the one I have is, speaking of people doing it, is Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, and I love that
version. Oh, of course,
yeah. So anyway, let's see if this one works. I'm not going to assume this time. Mele Kalike Maka. It's just 2 minutes long.
Thank you.
Jim. That is so awesome.
Oh, thank you for playing it.
One of these days, Dudley and Xander and I will be over on Maui or Oahu or one of the islands for Christmas and my birthday. My birthday's Christmas Day, so they all call
it is
Christmas.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, I love that's part of why I love the holiday songs and the holidays so much is my mom always made it so much fun to have my birthday then. And here's a funny fact is that she says that when they wheeled her into the delivery room, they were playing Silent Night, and when they wheeled her out, they were playing Joy to the World. So we played both.
Oh my
of those
God!
Songs. Yeah,
there you go. The first music you ever heard.
Yeah. I know, and that's probably part of why I love it so much. But the thing I also noticed with your songs that's really cool because they are all instrumental. That I found myself driving around the other day listening to them in the car thinking about you being on the show and realizing it's really fun to be able to sing along with them too because there's no
absolutely yeah
on them.
You know, I've been doing holiday shows during the holiday season, holiday slack key shows for a number of years, and people do, they sing along with them, and it's a lot of fun. I did a holiday show a few years ago at Lapili Kai on Maui. We did a Christmas show there, and that was really, I think we did two nights, and it was really just beautiful. But as you know, I'll be doing some holiday shows down in Southern California, and then up in the Bay Area, I'll be doing some with Ken Emerson, who also has a holiday CD too. I think it's called Back Porch Hawaiian Christmas. So we'll be doing four shows.
Oh, cool.
In the Bay Area, and of course the one, in fact, you were the one who hooked me up to this venue. It's called Phoenix in San Rafael,
F-E-N-I-X. Yeah,
F-E-N-I-X, so,
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Phoenix, yeah.
And it looks like a lovely venue. So we'll be playing there December 17th, and we'll be doing all this holiday slack key music and some from Ken's CDs, and we'll have a good old time, have some hula, and
we'll bring some
Hawaiian trade winds into the North Bay Area.
I'm really looking forward to it. You know, before we run out of time to do it, I'm going to ask the questions for everybody listening so that they can think about what music, what heart's desires they have in them. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Jim, you know, you doing playing your music, having fun with your music is such an incredible way to live your music and such an incredible gift to everyone who discovers you. So that's
I consider myself so lucky to be able to do what I love and even make a living from doing it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. So it's, I always count my blessings every day. Gratitude is a powerful thing. And in Hawaii, gratitude is called mahalo, and of course it's a common word, probably the second most common word in Hawaii to aloha, but they're both, both great concepts. And, gratitude is, when you really take the time to think about how lucky you are for what you have. It's a very powerful thing, I think.
Oh, totally. Gratitude and appreciation both are so incredibly important. And you're right. One of the things I love about being over in the islands is that you hear those words constantly. Aloha, mahalo, aloha, mahalo. People seem to be so much more in touch with their gratitude while they're there, or the ones that live there and the ones that are visiting both. And so when you're there, you're just surrounded by gratitude, appreciation, and love.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think the aloha spirit is in Hawaii is something that rubs off on people. I think on a lot of visitors, they bring that back to the mainland. So it's like that's just a wonderful benefit of the tourism to Hawaii. People bring that back to the mainland with them, that understanding. I think it's just a beautiful thing.
It really is. Before we forget, too, people can find out more about you and your music and what when your tour dates are and everything on your website at jimkimowest.com.
Yes.
So that's Jim and then KIMOWest.com. Oh, Jim, you are a gift to the world, you and your music. I'm just so thankful. I wanted to have more time to play another song, but yeah, I some other time, maybe next year before the holidays, I'll have you on and we'll play even more of the songs because I really wanted to play Winter Wonderland and the Christmas song also. But
we'll make it a seasonal thing. We'll do it again next holiday season. We can play some different ones.
Hey, that sounds like a plan. That totally sounds like a plan. I love that. What is one last thing you'd like to say to our audience? We have a minute and a half left.
Well, I am going to just do a little plug because I have a new CD coming out, and you're going to really love this one, Margo. And I haven't really announced it yet, but it's a new solo slack key, and it's very relaxing, very peaceful collection of songs, and I think it's going to be something that will be really useful for people who just want to relax and chill out and lower their blood pressure and just sort of slip into a Hawaiian dream state, you know. So it's going to be it's something it's already done, so it's in the manufacturing process. So next time we talk, I'll give you all the information on it. But it's I'm really excited about it, and it should be coming out in the beginning of 2018.
That's fantastic. I love that. I can't wait to hear it. Oh, if everyone out there would just live their music in a little way, the world would be so full of love.
Absolutely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Bye for
mahalo
now, everyone.
Mahalo to you, too.
Yeah, and please, everyone, share this show with your family and friends. Share the love. Bye for
share
now, everyone. Yeah, share the aloha. Aloha and mahalo.